Chapter 1, Mishnah 7. Ein bein zav harosh tarius l'rosh shlosh el korban. Also, there's no difference between someone who suffers a discharge if he sees two sightings or three sightings el korban. So, a person who sees two discharges, he is a zav and he is impure. And he's impure for 7 days. And on the seventh day, he's got to go to the mikveh. Then he's got to wait for nightfall. And when nightfall comes, he'll be pure again. But if he sees three sightings, then he's also got to bring a sacrifice on the eighth day. And the sacrifice is either two turtle doves or two young pigeons. So that's the difference between seeing two sightings and three sightings, and that's a zav. And again, we'll get to that in much more detail in Masechta Zavim when we get there in Taurus. Ein bein mitzora muskara le mitzora muchalat. There's also the difference between a quarantined mitzora and a declared mitzora is ele priya ufurima, is loosening and rending. We'll see now what it means. But a mitzora is someone who sees a skin affliction. He sees tzaras. And when he sees tzaras, there's three possible. He goes to show the kohen, and there's three possible outcomes that the kohen could say. Either it's tzaras and you're impure, or it's not tzaras and you can go home and you're pure, or I'm not sure. And if he's not sure, then he would be quarantined, and he would come back afterwards to see if it had grown or altered in any way, or it had shrunk and it had gone away. So if the kohen is, if he's just quarantined, then he doesn't have to do prayer ufrima. So he doesn't have to let his hair grow, and he doesn't have to tear his garments like a mourner. Right, so those two things he doesn't have to do. But if he's a confirmed mitzvah, then he does have to do those two things because now he's right. And ein bein tar mitoch hesker l'tar mitoch hechlet ela tiglachas v'tziporim. And also, the difference between a confirmed and a quarantine mitzvah is that only the confirmed mitzvah has to shave when he comes. And he has to go through a purification process. Part of that is he has to shave his whole body. That's part of his purification process. But if he was just quarantined, he doesn't have to shave his whole body. And also, there's a tzipurim, there's a bird's offering that he has to bring. But he only has to bring the bird offering if he was a confirmed mitzvah. If he's coming out of quarantine, let's say he goes into quarantine and then they find actually he's not a mitzvah, he's pure. When he comes out, he doesn't have to shave his whole body and he doesn't have to bring a bird offering. What he would have to do is he would have to go to the mikveh. He does have to go to the mikveh and he does have to take all his garments to the mikveh.